Welcome to this episode of the Circle of the Panda podcast. Our guest on this episode is Stephanie Poledniak. She is the founder of a class in entrepreneurship at Phillips Academy in Charlotte, North Carolina. What an excellent choice they made to start this class up, because she has a wide variety of background that makes her the right candidate to start this class. And Stephanie attended Ohio University in Athens, Ohio as an undergrad and began her college studies in education major. And then she made the switch. She made the switch to business with an emphasis on marketing and sales. And then after graduation, she went in the business world, worked for a financial company, a registered sales assistant and wealth management group. So she has that experience. And then she said, wait, I want to go in back into the classroom. I want to be a teacher. And then she got her master's in education. And she has a son, Carson, that goes to Phillips Academy. So she's just the perfect fit, from a background experience in business to having a son that is engaged in the community that she's working with. So listen in as she describes her class that she started and how she sees it going forward in the future. Stephanie, thank you for being on this episode with me.
Well, thank you so much for inviting me.
Trying to curb my enthusiasm. You know, I picked the guest based on, we'll have a conversation or something I'm curious about. But normally, like with us, we started chatting last time. I was like, oh, I can't wait. We should hit record button then. We should have hit.
I know, right? Button. Yes.
Yeah. 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 So thank you. Now, Phillips Academy has been on here a couple of different times. And awesome. I knew when I had a chance to speak to you that this was going to be something really amazing. So I'm quite awesome. Partial to Phillips Academy, and the listeners know that. And but now here is what really I was like, this is going to be extraordinary. I cannot wait, because you have started a class for entrepreneurship there.
We have.
Is it beginning entrepreneurship or intro?
It's intro to entrepreneurship. This is the very first year that we've offered it. It kind of came out of conversations that myself and one of actually the occupational therapists that works in the school and works with some of our students. We just kind of started talking about some activities that I had done with my homeroom last year, and it was just kind of one of those sessions where we started bouncing ideas off of each other and started talking about how these how we could bring our students into different opportunities, learning opportunities that they probably never had before, or maybe just no one thought they might be capable of. They certainly are, but it's just the opportunity didn't present itself. So it just started from there. It was kind of just, okay, Stephanie, what do you think you want to do with it? Just go. And so, I had a little bit of time to plan, but, the great thing about being at a private school is you can kind of make it your own. And so we definitely have benchmarks and objectives that are part of, North Carolina Department of Public Instruction, for course objectives, for certain. But some of the beauty is that you make up your curriculum and how you want to deliver that information to students, which is really important for our students, because they need a lot of modifications. And every, just like anywhere, every student is different. This class this year might look very different from the same class that I might be teaching next year to a different group of students. So we always have to be mindful of that. But that's kind of how this idea started, how we got started.
Let's start with the intentions and then back up about how you're going to get there. So at the end of the class, at the end of the session, what do you guys hope to achieve at the end of the session?
Well, so I think what we've been trying to do in this class is to open students up into really thinking about their own ideas and even kind of some of the executive functioning, the process of like the problem solving. Right. It's so important for our students, that executive functioning piece, doing something from beginning to end. And so, coming up with a business ideas, like that is one piece, but it all has to come together. Just like many of the things that students do in everyday life, they have to figure out the process. So I think part of it is just that functioning, in the real world, problem solving in anything that you want to do. And just getting them thinking in different ways and using the creativity that we know they have that maybe they haven't been able to express before. I also, envision that they're being, they understand that they might not have to work in a kind of like a family and consumer sciences job. I feel like sometimes students in the special needs community, we give them jobs or we assume, we never force it on them, but I mean, like we assume, okay, well, they need to be able to actually see the action in the job. So like maybe food service, it's something that you can really see. They can see how you package something or how you serve it or how you deliver it or whatever that might be. But some of these more abstract ideas, I think sometimes we're afraid to present, or not afraid, but maybe we think it might be more difficult for students. So anything kind of like in the marketing, advertising, any kind of like business, any kind of like business task maybe. And so what I hope is at the end that those are the kinds of opportunities that they will also seek out and know that they do have those options when they're looking for a job. And they do have those employability skills when somebody says, "Do you have a portfolio?" "Sure, I do. We worked on this advertising art or this concept art." I mean, we just did a activity where students were putting voices and voiceovers to pictures that some were like AI generated pictures. These are the kinds of things that they can do. It is possible. And I just want students to know that there is a lot more out there than maybe what they thought, at
Yeah,
first.
what's great, it seems like you're building confidence for them to say, hey, I can do this when given the opportunity. And then the other side of that is to tell and heck, people that might support startups or people they're going to hire other than I think the traditional routes they would take to get employment is to say, look at what's possible. Like it's a like you're bringing together both. Look at what you can do when given the chance, and then people giving them the opportunity, look at what they can do. It's a like a they're coming together. It's neat that it's working.
And it's just, I mean, even just getting the students thinking about it, right? So, I mean, a lot of times I think for my students, and when I say our students, my son attends the school as well. So I kind of, I see it a lot. I see it every day in our everyday lives, like understanding, okay, well, concepts that might come a little bit easier to their peers are a little bit more difficult for them to understand. So maybe like a voiceover is the cartoon is not a person. That is, a concept, and then somebody's voice behind it is this person. So just kind of putting pieces together that maybe they had not before. But also just even the creativity, because I feel like, so many of us, like if you look at we visited a community partner last week in a marketing firm, and there was a photographer, there was a graphic designer, there was a copyright editor, there was an account executive. Maybe somebody's competencies are really just, oh, I'm very creative. I can come up with the concept art. Everything else is really hard for me. Well, that's okay because everybody has their job at a corporation like that, right? And so we have lots of students that are very creative and can put ideas out there, but maybe the other parts they're not so great at. So I don't know. I just think it's a different way of looking at what they can do. And there's so much technology out there right now that enables them to do that, which is really exciting too. And generally, I would say so many students at Phillips Academy are probably better with technology than me, when given the opportunity. So I think just tapping into that as well.
Yeah, I had one of your students did some sales calls with me, and I know we discussed this, but I want to be sure that people listen. I trained people for I don't know how many years in sales, ops and sales, and we were selling a product, and he came down and said, I was assuming that I was going to have to, okay, here's the pitch, here's how we're going to go through it. It's typical. He said, hey, can I have a minute? Stephanie, he went through this sales pitch that was better than any really, no kidding, any sales pitch I had seen in the corporate world. He nailed it. And I'm kind of selling to the listener. And then he went out and sold it, and people are like just throwing. They were like, okay, here, let me buy, let me buy, let me buy. He believed in it. He just had that skill set. He had a very unique skill set. And how are you and your students? Because you mentioned adjusting some of the training. How do you find out where their unique talents are? How are you finding those?
Well, first you have to ask a lot of questions, and I feel like letting students talk, I mean, even as a teacher and as a parent of a child with special needs and a typical child, I mean, just asking questions because they'll tell you. They'll talk about what they're interested in all day long. You know, some of them it's a bit harder, but I think giving them projects, having conversations. Sometimes they might not know really what they're interested in until you bring it to the forefront. So introducing them to things that they've never seen before, I think, is a real key part of that too, because they find interests that maybe they didn't know that they had. So that's a big part, asking, because I think sometimes we maybe don't do a good job of doing that for our students. You know, maybe because they have difficulty communicating often. Maybe if it's too hard for us to know, or it's too, you know, difficult for them to say, or they don't really have a reference for, you know, telling you. Like they know that they are good at something or they like something, but they don't really know like how to say it or where, you know, where to find a job like that. Also too, like thinking, okay, you like football. You love to watch games. Like my son loves to go to the high school football games at my daughter's high school, and he loves to listen to the announcer. And he can watch the game and call out the penalties before you ever hear them announced, right? And so it's kind of saying, okay, you like football. Maybe you would love to work at a stadium. Maybe you would like to be an announcer. Maybe you would like to be a referee. Maybe you would like to work in the food service or gift shop there. You know, maybe you want to be the mascot. So I think it's saying you like something, but here are all the opportunities around it, not just there's one way that you can do something with a football team.
Oh, I see. It's what's your passion or what's your interest, and what's around there that's related that you might be able to fit into, well, excel at, not fit into, excel at. That's
Yeah. So I mean, I think that's how we kind of find what students like, expose them to as much as we can, and then look at all the possibilities around it. Like everybody's got to open their minds to how is that going to work?
Oh, how so you're a couple of months into it. How's it going so far?
It's going well. So the idea of the class is to talk about entrepreneurs and you know, small business, but then also to topically not get too in the weeds about business operations. But you know, we've started out talking about what is entrepreneurship. You know, it starts with an idea, and then you know, what do you do with that idea? And so we've kind of looked at different entrepreneurs. Done some small like studies of them where they might read, you know, three or four paragraphs about a famous entrepreneur and then kind of assess, well, what's the same or what characteristics do they all share? So maybe risk tolerance, not afraid to fail, Creativity, being flexible, also getting help for ideas and not just, seeking out the opinions of others or the expertise of others to help you get going. So we've talked about, being tenacious, tenacity. That was one of our vocabulary words in one of the first couple of weeks. So we started out that way, and now we're kind of looking at marketing plans. All right, now you have the idea. What is the plan? What are you going to do? They love watching Shark Tank, and that's actually a really great, it's a great tool in the class too. I think anything visual for our students is really important. Sometimes it's hard for our students to conceptualize something. You can explain it in the best way possible, but I think until they see it, I mean, we all have different faculties that work for us. And I think a lot of our students here at Phillips Academy are visual learners. So we do a lot of those. I have used a couple programs, like BizKids, that just kind of puts out a scenario that was like a PBS, like a public access show, just to kind of give them some storylines and just kind of put it in perspective for them. We're going to, we're going to have you come in and talk to them, which is going to be amazing. We actually even have a student at the school who has his own business that we've developed interview questions for him. Today we sent him a formal email to invite him to come to the class and ask the questions. So those kinds of activities is how that's how we've started off so far. And I think the engagement has been great.
It sounds like more than what I have my MBA somewhere. I wish they had taught it like that. The failure, the what it is that you're passionate about, what's on the outside, the risk tolerance, how to model other it, what you're building is crossing. It applies to any group, I believe. It applies to any group.
Well, and I do find too that many of our students, they want to make sure whatever they're doing is right. So, to your point, it's serving a lot of purposes, right? I mean, yes, they're learning about entrepreneurship, and yes, they're learning about different business practices that they may not have been exposed to before, but they're also able to take some of the things that they're talking about and again apply them to real life. Like many of our students, they don't want to take the next step because they don't want to be wrong, because they're not sure what to do. And so saying like, it's okay, just try it, just do it and see what happens. So it has been a good lesson in just daily living. Again, to your point, like skills that we need practice with all the time. I mean, everybody, has a little bit of worried that they're not going to do something correct or risk it, like a failing. And I think that it's a great way to do it in a safe space, but it's something that they have to, it's like a muscle that you have to use when you're going out in the real world. And that's what we try to do here, is prepare students for with as many functional real life application skills that we can. So I think it's kind of doing both.
You reference something that's also important. That was the safe space, the support. What how are the relationships between the students? Are they supporting one another, brainstorming, filling in the gaps? Because I think if you're willing to take more risk if you have a group around you that says, it's okay, I still care for you, even if you tell us about how the group dynamics in there.
Well, so, I think every teacher here is always promoting that in their classroom. We're a team, we're here for each other. I can say, I mean, even in my home room, which is not the entrepreneur class, but we've come up with like positive affirmations for, what are you going to say to yourself when things get hard? And then, never give up. I can do it. I think the student who had the business, he's in my homeroom, and his is, I'm going to learn from my mistakes. So, again, giving them permission to, it's okay to fail. It's okay that, you know, when things are going to go wrong all the time. I make mistakes constantly. But that just keep trying, just keep going. And so I think that, you know, many of our students have been together for a while. I know personally, like my son, he's been with some of the students in his class for 6 years. They've been in a homeroom together. So same for some of these entrepreneur students. They have been with each other for a long time, but it's just modeling that behavior. It's creating that space, you know, making sure that everybody is being supportive. And I think that's what everybody here tries to do.
I heard 3 points really stand out. I want the listeners and viewers to hear. And then tell me if I missed anything. I want to be sure I don't keep, I'm watching the clock because I know I'm
Yeah, you're
better to
fine.
keep it. I would. So one is look for individual skill sets and talents. That was rang clear. And then secondly, a safe place that people around you are supportive. And then the last one, and there were so many different things you said in there, but the leadership models how you want the rest of the people to behave, the importance of the leadership person and modeling the environment you want to create. Those 3 things. I can't wait to see where your class is going to go. And one other question, well, 2 other questions, but this was not always you just started this. So your background, if you'd tell us how you ended up here. Because it seems like this just is a natural, this is your thing. Seems like it.
Well, I'm supported by a lot of great teachers here who have a lot of great ideas, and I learn from them all the time. My background, so I started out my undergrad as an elementary ed major, and took a few, you know, I got pretty far in my education major, and then I ended up taking some business courses and kind of like changed speeds, ended up getting a business degree with a marketing focus, marketing and sales focus as my undergrad. And then I went on to work at a marketing firm. And then I worked for, I actually was like a registered sales associate, so I could like trade. I had my Series 7, I could trade stocks in the stock market. But I worked in a wealth management group, and I did that at UBS Financial Services for about 5 years. And then after a while, I just thought, you know, this is really great. And a lot of these people have a lot of money and they're doing well. And this is like kind of an exciting industry to be in. But really, my heart is in teaching. I think that that's really what I'm supposed to do. And everybody said, that is crazy. Do you know what, you know, do you know how much you're going to make? Do you know how different it's going to be? And I said, yes, I know. So I went back to school, and I had so much of my education major like covered in my undergrad that when I went back and got my math, I could get my master's. And I started out in elementary education. And then I had my son who has autism. And so that presented a lot of challenges. And between therapies and all of that, it was really hard to get back in the classroom right away. So I worked in the public school system in a CMS for many years, part time, but supporting teachers. And then I started working at Phillips Academy as a sub. I would come in and substitute. And then when the time was right, I came on as a full-time teacher. I would definitely say, even in the last 4 years that I've been a homeroom teacher here, I'm not the same teacher that I was when I arrived. And that's because students are teaching me how to be the right teacher. Again, I have a lot of colleagues that have been just a wealth of information, particularly like I think in our teaching, behavior is so much of it. And so under, you know, I've had to learn more about student behavior and how to reach students in that respect, and just language in general. So I'm not, again, I'm not the same teacher that I was 4 years ago, but it's all for the better. And I've just found in this space what I really have loved and really enjoyed is when I am doing things with students that take them outside of like traditional classroom, which is what kind of what we do here at Phillips Academy anyway, but taking them out in the community to engage in experiences that maybe they've never engaged in, doing things here. I am modifying all the time. I'll start something, it's not working out. Well, let's take it here. I go down the rabbit hole often, but sometimes that's like what's necessary to get things done. So just trying to find out as much as I can about what's out there and just having an open mind, because I think without having an open mind about what you can do, where you can go with things, you're stuck. And you know, if I'm stuck, I'm not able to help students get out there. So, yeah, I mean, it's definitely been a journey, but I am really enjoying it. And this class is also providing a lot of opportunities for me to, you know, do some really creative things, and hopefully the students really benefit from it.
Oh, I'm sure you have a, you found what, how'd you say it? Your heart's in this. Your heart's in this. You're teaching students on how to find, how to get where their heart is and how they can. It's, yeah, I'm excited to be able to. I'm going to come in and just kind of say, and I'm encouraged listeners and I'm encouraged everybody, listeners and viewers, to engage with you guys. However, it works for Phillips and you, Stephanie, is. Engage with them. I intend to stand up and say, here's what I'm working on. Here's what I have. What do you think? Almost like a brainstorming session. Because from what you're describing, they have so many talents, that unique talents that are not tapped yet. What are the possibilities?
They're vast, vast. So I'm super excited about it. I love that we have these partnerships with you. You know, I love that when people come in and meet our students and see what they can do, they get really excited. I think, you know, people just aren't sure. They're not, and it's not a stigma, but it's like I think people have like expectations and they're not sure why, you know, like or what that expectation is. And I have found that when our students go out in the community, they generally blow people away. You know, they are exceeding anything that people expected or what they, you know, thought possible. So, and that's a testament to just how wonderful this community is and how much they can really do. And our students, they really want to be part of it. I mean, we've had some really great trips. You know, with partner, you know, seeing partners out in the community, had them come in, and it's like, it's really exciting when students can see what's out there, because I don't, you know, we can't do it without everybody, right? I mean, we can't do it just with the teachers. We can't do it, you know, just with our administrators. It takes a village. It's that way for all kids, right? You know, all students. But it truly does for this community, you know, people that will offer an opportunity and a chance. And I always find that our students shine when that happens.
Do. And I'm been asked to help out with an opportunity of what I'm doing. This is it. I'm looking right at the clock, because again, I could keep you for 2 hours. I'm hoping to have you back on again. They change. I can't explain why. People say, well, you have this real, you love to build with that community. Why? I said, well, I can't explain why they've changed me. So I'm very passionate about any kind of opportunities that I can to have people have the same experience that I did working with the community at Phillips, because it changes you. It changes you. And so thank you so much for the time, and I can't wait to see you on I guess, yeah, Monday, next Monday.
I'm really looking forward to it. I know students are looking forward to it too. I didn't, I was giving very few details, but I said, put it on your calendar. We have somebody coming in, and I think you're going to be super excited about it. When I said I was doing a call with you and that it was going to be recorded, they were like, what do you mean? What's going on? So we're really excited. We're really looking forward to it.
Thank you, Stephanie. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
It was great to be on.